We're going to go back to item seven. Mr. Chalona?
My apologies.
No problem.
Before I start, I think I should just bring it to your attention that because of some recently received revised drawings for the project, some of the encroachment values in your evaluations have changed. I will note those in the presentation as I go through it. I'll start. Mr. Chalona is requesting authorization to replace a failing 100 linear foot long timber bulkhead with a 100 foot long timber bulkhead in line with or immediately channelward of the existing bulkhead. Install Class II stone armor on an existing concrete groin extending, this is 48 feet channelward of the proposed bulkhead now. Install Class II stone toe protection on existing concrete groin extending 15 feet channelward, not 40 feet, 15 feet channelward of the proposed bulkhead. Replace a failed timber groin with a new timber groin extending 82 linear feet channelward of the proposed bulkhead. And place 138 cubic yards of sand along the shoreline as beach nourishment at his property along the James River at 15 Barclay Road in the city of Newport News. The project requires a subaqueous permit and a coastal primary sand and dune permit. And the reason you're hearing this today is because the project, because the city of Newport News has not adopted the coastal primary sand dunes and beaches ordinance. And as a result, the commission is charged with acting as the local dunes and beaches board pursuant to Chapter 14, Subtitle 3 of Title 28.2 of the code for those portions of the project involving the jurisdictional beach area. The project location, again, is in the city of Newport News in the area circled in red. Zooming a little closer, again, the area is in red. For reference, the James River Bridge is here to the south. This is Deep Creek and the Warwick River here. This is the aerial for the project location, bracketed in red. On site is here is the failed timber bulkhead and the three groins in question, the timber, concrete, another concrete groin here. The project area is located within an established groin field, as seen to the north and is also to the south. This is a property plat of the project area in question. This is the applicant's property here. And again, showing the bulkhead and the three groins here, here, and here. The first part of the project, again, is to replace a 100 linear foot timber bulkhead along the applicant's property, which is basically the interface of the beach area and a sloping area up towards his house. This is a cross-section drawing of the proposed bulkhead. Again, he's proposing to put it either in line where the original bulkhead was or immediately channelward of, depending on the existing conditions of the property. Again, this will be installed using tiebacks and dead men. I'm going to go ahead and show, as we work through different sections of the project, I'm going to go ahead and show pictures of the different areas. That way I'm not showing a whole bunch of pictures at one time. It might end up confusing a little bit. But this is a picture of the failed bulkhead. Again, this is the beach area in front. As you can see, there's a steep incline going up towards the applicant's house behind the brush here. Another shot of the failed bulkhead. And yet another shot of the failed bulkhead here. This is the northern end of the property here. The applicant is also requesting authorization to replace an 82 linear foot timber bulkhead located on the northern end of the property. Again, it would start at the bulkhead and extend 82 feet channelward of that. This is a cross section of the proposed bulkhead. It would meet the same exact dimensions of the existing bulkhead now, extending 82 feet channelward with the same uniform height from onshore to offshore. Staff is concerned with the dimensions of the proposed groin. Specifically, it doesn't meet the low profile guidelines. Because of this, staff would prefer to err on the side of caution for impacts to the neighbor to the north, who's also the downdrift area for the transport of sand. The staff would recommend that the groin would only be 60 feet in length and meet the low profile groins guidelines. Again, this is just an aerial showing the little transport of sand, the neighbor to the north, who also has an established groin field, and the location of the timber of the proposed timber groin. This just gives you an idea of the movement of the sand along the shoreline here and how staff might be concerned that any starvation of sand because of the installation of the new groin on the adjacent property owners, riparian area and beach area.
So what is the length of that one now?
82 linear feet.
82.
That's what's existing now, and that's what they're proposing as well.
Okay. And you're recommending 60?
We're recommending 60 linear feet. This is a ground shot of the failing timber bulkhead, the offshore area, and looking on upshore. As a result of this failing timber bulkhead, this area beach between the timber bulkhead and timber groin and the concrete groin to the south is deflating as sand is eroding away. So the applicant is requesting authorization to install 138 cubic yards of beach nourishment into this area between the two groins. The sand would be placed so that the increased depth would be approximately 2 feet landward, and then gradually tapering off as you move channelward. The nourishment would include impacting 340 square feet of subaqueous bottom. This is a ground shot showing the area where the sand would be installed or will be placed. This is looking from the timber groin behind me southward towards the concrete groin here. The applicant is also requesting authorization to place stone toe protection consisting of class 2 stone on the concrete groin located here. This is a cross section of how the placement of the stone toe would look. Basically, it would be below grade on the side where the area hasn't eroded and be placed at the sediment surface that's existing currently now with sand nourishment placed on top of it at that point. The area that's excavated would then have sand replaced back to the existing grade as well. The stone toe protection would extend 4 feet out from the concrete groin and have a slope of 2:1. This is just a section showing the 15 feet extending from the bulkhead out to mean low water, which is located right here. The outline you see here is the existing concrete groin now. This is a ground shot of the concrete groin. As you can see, because of beach deflation on the downdrift side, we have had undermining of the concrete groin, and that's why they're proposing to put in stone protection to try and protect this groin from any further damage. Another shot, and this again, the hole is right here, and this is where the sand has been slowly working its way through. It's just an offshore shot of the terminal end of this concrete groin. The final part of the project is to install class 2 armor stone on another existing concrete groin, southernmost concrete groin here. Concrete groin would have class 2 stone armor placed on top of it at a 1:2 slope and extending 4 feet from the edges of the concrete groin itself. And this concrete and this class 2 armor would extend 18 feet channelward of the bulkhead to mean low water, and an additional 30 feet channelward of mean low water. This is a ground shot of the final concrete groin. Just offset a little bit looking to the south and east. The applicant's property has been impacted by recent storms and is currently experiencing increased erosion due to the damage incurred upon some of the erosion control structures present on his property. The addition of class 2 stone to the existing concrete groins to extend their serviceable life and replacement of the bulkhead appear reasonable and acceptable to staff. Replacement of the failed timber groin with the addition of beach quality sand as beach nourishment also appears reasonable. However, staff recommends that the new timber groin be constructed using a low profile design and be shortened to no more than 60 feet channel where the timber bulk is to minimize potential impacts upon the adjacent property owner to the north. Therefore, after considering all the factors contained in 28.2-1205A and 28.2-1403, staff recommends approval of the project with incorporation of staff recommendations regarding the length and low profile design of the timber groin. Staff recommends the assessment of a royalty of $17 for the placement of beach sand upon 340 square feet of state-owned subaqueous bottom at a rate of 5 cents per square foot. Staff also recommends a royalty for the encroachment of the timber groin over subaqueous bottom. As proposed by the applicant, the royalty assessment for the timber groin would be $17 for the encroachment upon 34 square feet of subaqueous bottom at a rate of 50 cents per square foot. The commission approves the staff recommendation for the length of the groin. The royalty assessment will be $11.50 for the encroachment upon 23 square feet of subaqueous bottom. Just one quick note, the royalty for the placement of the beach nourishment of subaqueous bottom, that has changed also in your evaluation from what you see to the $17. And I'll be glad to answer any questions you may have.
Questions of Mike? Tanker.
Tell me your logic. Excuse me. Tell me your logic for not allowing him to do what it is he's currently doing with that groin in particular.
The 82 versus.
Yes.
When we permit groins, we have a length that they're allowed to go offshore, which is 48 feet. Currently, he has a groin on site that's approximately 60 linear feet. So we felt going out to 60 feet at that point would be acceptable. And then, again, we wanted to err on the side of caution for impacting the adjacent property owner to the north, because if the structure is over-engineered and too large, it'll trap too much sand, thereby starving the adjacent property owner to the north of sand along his beach area as well.
So do you see evidence of that now?
Well, there's beach deflation there right now. Because the groin's failed, a lot of that sand is eroded away from that cell where you see. A lot of that sand is eroded away from this cell right now. He's going to replace some sand in there. We're not sure how much is enough, so we decide just to err on the side of caution, limit to 60.
Okay. Any other questions? Is the applicant present?
They're present and represented, I believe.
All right. Yes, sir. Mr. Chaloner?
No, I'm Mr. Roth, Matt Roth.
Are you an attorney?
Roth Environmental. No, I'm
You're an agent.
Mr. Chaloner.
Do you swear the testimony you give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
Please state your name for the record.
Matthew Roth. I'm with Roth Environmental. I'm representing the Chaloners in their entire shoreline project. We're working with the city to assist them in stabilizing that slope, replace their bulkhead, and repair their groins. Sorry, I didn't bring a PowerPoint presentation, but I brought some photos, some historic photos. Okay. This shows the groin. The photos show the groin field in that area of the James River. In the photo that you see on the cover, there's 19 groins, and the area in blue is the Chaloner's property. And you can see in the first four photos that basically what we've got is a situation where the addition and the subtraction of sand in the groin field stays about the same. I mean, it's not like he's getting any additional sand based on the length of his groin as it is. Everything seems to be working fairly well together and evenly distributed. The groins have been located in this area for 40 to 50 years, and thank you. And there's really been no detrimental effect to the adjacent property to the north. What we're concerned with is that if we begin to modify that groin, it may change the shoreline dynamic on Mr. Chaloner's property and make it so that his beach becomes a little more unstable. One of the things we're very concerned with, and this has happened in the last couple months, is on the final page of your packet. The upper picture shows the groin, and it's fairly well intact about half to three quarters of the way out, the end of the groin is what's really deteriorated recently. That's when the beach deflation has occurred, and that's what we found in the last couple months at the site visits. When we first started this project, we hadn't lost as many piles in that area, and the beach was stable. He still had as much sand, but when we went back out, those end piles have been knocked out, and that's when the beach deflation started. So we're kind of concerned with shortening it to the recommended 60 feet, the staff recommendation 60 feet. We'd like to leave it where it is because we know we're stable. You can see on the photos leading up to that, in all those years, there is no negative impact on the northern property to the north of them. The applicant has a very good relationship with the property owner to the north of him, and he's had no trouble with him at all, no complaints that there's been any additional erosion or lack of sand moving that direction. So we really see only a negative impact could happen to the property owner if we change the orientation and the size of the groin and the length of the groin. The final concern that Mr. Challoner had was, as part of his project, he wants to be able to return it. You can see the photos of the pier that was destroyed by the hurricanes. One of the things he'd like to do is return it to be able to be a recreational area for his family, and he's going to install a couple jet ski lifts on the northern side of his proposed pier. And he's a little bit concerned with having that as a low-profile groin, that the visibility might not be quite as good for his children and his grandchildren if they're out there in jet skis. Obviously, you can put a buoy out there, but you can't tell a 12 or 13-year-old, be careful, there's something on the inside if they can't see it. So we'd like to have it at least be able to be exposed during high water so that they'd be able to see that and avoid it. I think that's all I've got. If you have any questions for me.
How long was the 82-foot groin there?
It's been there for over 50 years.
Over 50 years. Thank you. Any questions? Yes, sir, Mr. Plummer.
Have there been any sand replenishment going on at that area or adjacent to it? I mean, to your client's property?
No, none at all.
Is there anyone here in opposition to the application? All right, seeing none, the matter's before the commission. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I'll make a discussion point now.
Sure.
So the applicant wants to continue in the same configuration that he has now. His adjacent property owner, which is in the direction of the sand transportation, has no opposition to it. I mean, I don't know why we wouldn't let him have the same thing he has now. I'll just point that out, particularly since the adjacent property owner has no issue.
Any other comments? Want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to that effect. I make a motion that Mr. Challoner's application is granted in its entirety as applied for.
A second. Second. Comments on the motion? Mr. Plumlee seconded the motion, yes. Seeing no comments, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. Thank you.